Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the final bite-sized political podcast of today, Tuesday, May 7th. Thank you for listening to this one, and thanks again to quantumhypno.uk, my sponsorship partners, for sponsoring it. So big thanks to everyone. And I want to talk about it. It becomes more apparent by the day that the cover-up of vaccine death is breaching. You know, the vaccine death dam is breaching. And by way of evidence of that, I want to talk to you about the fact that you may have seen a story that the New York Times itself, you know, an absolute organ of the pro-vax establishment, ran a headline the other day saying, "Thousands believe COVID vaccines harmed them. Is anyone listening?" That was written by a reporter specializing in science and global health. And she spent more than a year apparently interviewing experts in vaccine science. Oxymoron. Policymakers and people who said they'd experienced serious side effects after the jabs. This article demonstrates how injured patients, including vaccine experts themselves, were denied help by federal health officials who just kept insisting the jabs are safe and effective. Well, where have we heard that before, right? I'd say the Daily Mail picked up on this as well. Interestingly enough, a guy called Ed Dowd, former BlackRock Wall Street executive, who I've had on the show, has said that far from saving millions of lives, he's claiming the jabs may have cost hundreds of thousands of lives in the US alone. And this references a new study amongst nearly 50,000 employees at an Ohio clinic, which said that those who received more than one dose of the jab were found to be much more likely to contract the jab than those who didn't get any of it. Well, they don't get the virus. The point that that's slightly wrong, because the people who get the jab, they get the consequences of the jab, which they call COVID-19, but it's not. It's the consequences of the jab. It's vax harm. Dowd says that using statistical methods, it's really quite shocking what he's uncovered. He's saying, get this, since the campaign began in 2021, beginning of 2021, around 1,100,000 more Americans have died than would have been expected based on previous trends. It's a huge number of excess deaths. Of those, 300,000, so about a third, were between the ages of 15 and 64. Excess deaths during pandemic year totaled 458,000, but most of these were elderly Americans, with only 124,000 in the 15 to 64% age group. So you get that? So basically what happened in the 15 to 64 age group, 2020, it was 124,000 deaths. 2021, it jumped up to 215,000 deaths. And then most latterly, it's gone up to 300,000 deaths. He says, that's striking to me because we were told the virus mostly killed older Americans with comorbidities. Why then was there a shift in 2021? Because an equal amount of Americans died excessively each year, but then we shifted to almost half of those Americans being of working age. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Because they were getting the jabs. They were taking their jabs. They were getting their booster. They were listening to Dr. Fauci. That's what was happening. So instead of being protected by the vaccine, if you look at 2021, 2022, and 2023, excess deaths go up. So where was the protection? There was none. There was absolutely none. However, in positive news, he does point out that many Americans are now no longer taking their booster jabs, and that seems to then stop this increase in excess mortality, and it starts to drop. Countries, however, who have continued with the booster program, and that, for example, is the UK. He says, for example, the UK has seen a rise in excess deaths aged 15 to 44. It actually hit new highs in 2023 of around 20%. Well, it would do, because our government here, we've been pushing, get your booster. You know, if you're young, get your booster. And then, yeah. It's measured in excess deaths, my friend. It's measured in excess deaths. So it seems to me that, you know, the excess deaths is one measurement. But another measurement is the huge increase in time taken off work, categorized by analysts as injury. And that's soared massively so to around 28 million Americans. And that category includes anything that you might, could it might cause you to miss work, more so than the usual. So that would include vaccine side effects such as tinnitus or reduced resistance to infections, or, you know, all of the usual stuff that we see. And that rate shot up massively. So it's becoming kind of obvious that, well, the way Dowd sums it up, he says, if you include COVID in the years 21 to 23, around 1.55 million Americans died without the combined, with the combined COVID lockdowns and vaccination solutions. There were about 3.5 million excess disabilities, all of them starting in 2020. The pandemic scorecard is a fail. Well, Ed's right in that. I mean, it's obviously it's a fail. And some of us have been saying that for quite a while. It's been a fail. And some of us said it should never have started. But it's clear that the countries who continue to give boosters, who continue to flog the jabs, the COVID jabs, they are still going to see excess deaths. In the states where this has kind of faded away, or to a substantial degree, then excess deaths begin to fall down. And then you have got excess injuries as well. All the people who have basically had life-changing injury as a consequence of, you know, rolling up their sleeves and taking the jab. So the vax death dam is breaching. The evidence is getting out. The mainstream media doesn't really want to know about it. But when the New York Times even runs an article, which, whilst it is broadly speaking in favor of the jabs, it is pointing, it is now starting to say, yeah, well, some people were injured. I mean, that's the start. We'll probably have to take another 5-10 years to get to the point we were in 2020. But it seems we're heading in that direction. Ultimately, you know, I believe truth will out.